If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Welcome into Vern's post-game show.
Went to his left, picks it up, spins, jumps, throws to first. In time, he got him. Wow.
Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
All right, good evening. Game over. Series over. Homestand over. The doors of Kauffman Stadium closing for the next 2 weeks. Let's try and have a good time tonight. I know it's going to be difficult. Certainly going to be difficult for me. I wasn't lucky like you. I didn't get to enjoy an outstanding fireworks show here at Kauffman Stadium. But if you were one of the more than 28,000 to turn out tonight, I'd love to hear about it. Love to hear about your experience as you summarize the game tonight, or maybe the first half of the season, at least the home half of the season. Royals lose the game, they drop the series, and they end the homestand with a solid record of 6-4. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. Same number for our text line if you want to shoot me a text. 913-586-7610. Listen, I'll 10-8 your final score. 10-8. Royals lose the rubber game to Tampa. I'll be honest with you, this game for me never felt close. I don't know if you disagree. I haven't said that much. Honestly, I can't remember the last time I said that opening up a show. Honestly, I have to think I could count the games like this on one hand. A game where, even though the scoreboard said, yeah, you're in it, never felt close. I know, the Royals had the tying run on base in the sixth inning. With Vinny Pasquantino at the dish, game never felt close. Honestly, maybe that's because the Royals had no business being in this game. No business whatsoever. A tip of the cap to the Tampa Bay defense for allowing the Royals to remain in the game. Of course, yes, the Royals and their tenacity and their resilience. Yeah, sure. We've discussed that. We know about Bobby and Salvi and Vinny. We know about the resiliency of this team. But even that resiliency isn't what opened the door. It was the Tampa Bay defense. So, yeah, game never felt close in my mind. And listen, for a team like this Royals ball club, for a team that is led by its rotation, it's really hard to overcome a performance like what we saw tonight from Alec Marsh. Three innings, nine outs recorded, nine base runners allowed. You know, it just never looked right. Every once in a while, this is something I do while at games. You know, if I'm really trying to zero in on the pitcher. Just the pitcher, and that's all I care about. What does that delivery look like? What's that release look like? Is he repeating his mechanics? And I kind of sit back in my chair and obstruct my view of the hitter. So all I see is Alec Marsh out there on the mound. And boy, oh boy, from one pitch to the next, nothing looked comfortable. There was no fluidity to it. It was a grind, obviously, tonight for Alec Marsh. 3 innings, 5 runs on 6 hits, 3 walks, a pitch clock violation, a disengagement violation that helped allow 2 runs to score in the first inning again. For a team that is led by its rotation, a rotation that is, in my opinion, one of the 3 best in Major League Baseball. At worst, one of the 5 best in the sport. Certainly, top 3 in the American League. For a team that is led by its rotation, it's tough to overcome a performance like that. And then you couple that performance with what Carlos Hernandez did in his 2nd inning of work, walking 3 straight batters to open up the 5th inning. Again, my friends, the Royals had no business being in this game. If the Royals had an elite offense, sure. But the Royals' offense is, you know, slightly better than average. Good enough to get you to the postseason. Good enough to win you a game or two over the course of a given week. But it's not your strong suit. And no one's ever confused it as their strong suit. Right, I've pointed this out in the past. There are only 3 active Royals hitters that have had a full big league season of being an above average league, an above league average hitter. Only 3 guys have put together full seasons of being an above average hitter. Bobby, Salvi, and Hunter Renfro. That's it. So no, this isn't the kind of offense that you just sit back and wait for them to put on a show. This is a team led by pitching, defense, and base running. And tonight the pitching was, well, as bad as it's been all season. Royals tonight allow a season high tying 8 walks. The pitching staff issued a total of 19 free passes this series, including at least 5 walks in all 3 games. Well, no surprise, Royals dropped the series. And then on the base pass, I mentioned you have the tying run on base in the 6th inning in the form of the fastest dude on the planet and Bobby Witt Jr. standing on first base. Vinny Pasquantino at the dish. And Bobby's caught stealing for the 3rd out of that 3-run 6th inning. An inning that was gift-wrapped by the Tampa defense. Gift-wrapped by the Tampa second baseman who made multiple errors in that 3-run 6th inning. Royals had a chance, but Ben Roethlisberger unleashed a perfect throw to get Bobby at second base. So again, a team led by its rotation, defense, and team speed. Boy, it's going to be tough to overcome a start like that, an out like that by Bobby on the base paths, and, well, they weren't able to overcome it. Final score, 10-8. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. My game notes following this 10-8 loss are brought to you by Jay Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jay's Southland Tow. Quick timeout. We'll dive into those phone calls and that text line after this.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Here's the pitch. Bassie lifts it down the right field line toward the corner. Lowe looks up. It's gone into the Royals bullpen. Michael Massey puts the Royals on the board. A solo shot in the bottom of the 2nd. It's Michael Massey's 8th home run of the season.
Home run number 8 for Massey. Man, that left-handed swing sure is pretty. Nice, easy swing on a changeup down and in, right in the nitro zone for lefties. Massey didn't miss it. 399 feet over the right field wall. Puts the Royals on the board in the second inning. It's 4-1 Tampa at that point. 5-1 Tampa as the Royals come to the plate in the bottom of the third inning. Royals would score two. It was a wild game. The Royals scored in 5 of the 9 innings. Sadly, Tampa scored in 6 of the 9 innings. Back and forth all night, which is a strong reflection, sure, of this Royals offense and the resiliency and the never-say-die attitude. Sure, you can go there if you want. I, you know, tend to point out the fact that they're professionals and there are more than 28,000 people that paid to show up tonight. The least they can do is battle until the end. And credit to them, they did just that with, of course, the aid of Tampa's shaky defense in that 3-run 6th inning. Add it all up, it's a Royals loss. They dropped the series to the Rays, 10-8 your final score. And a 10-game homestand comes to an end with a winning record. Royals go 6-4 with half of the wins coming against Cleveland. I'll take it. I'm not going to hang my head about a winning homestand. Did I want 7-3? Did I want them to go 3-3 in series? Sure. Yeah, I thought today could have been a game where you and I walk away after a Royals victory saying, obviously, this is the fourth best team. This is no worse than the fourth best team in the American League. Maybe I'm making too much out of it. And again, I'm not saying that they're not the fourth best team in the American League. But I thought with a win today, we could say that in a declarative way, in a confident way. For some of us, in an arrogant way, to go from 106 losses to July 4th, the very next year, saying, okay, we'll say, yeah, that the Yankees and Orioles and the Guardians are better, but that's it. The other 11 teams in the American League are in our wake. Now, we could still make that case. I can still make that case. I probably would make that case, knowing how terrific this rotation is, how steady this defense has been, and how solid this squad has been on the base paths. I could still make the case that they're the fourth best team in the American League, although that Houston ball club's starting to scare me. That rotation in Seattle is always intimidating. That's about it, though. Fourth best, seventh best, sixth best, somewhere around there. Either way, pretty cool. Pretty cool that after one of the worst seasons I've ever sat through, I'm in the middle of one of the most exciting. All right, phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Hey, one more note about Michael Massey. Tonight was his 24th game serving as the protector of Salvi. 24th game is the number 5 hitter in the lineup. Massey's hitting .322 in that role with an OPS just shy of 1,000. An OPS of .989, Massey goes 1-for-4 tonight and scores a pair of runs. Let's head up to Parkville, talk with Joe. You're going to hit leadoff tonight. Joe, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Vern.
Yes, sir.
I was at the game tonight, and just that fifth inning was hard to watch. And I know it's been a small sample size for Carlos Hernandez this year so far, but I was wondering just with his performance tonight, what are your thoughts on his future in the MLB? Because I feel like there's some guys down in the minors in AAA that could maybe give us a spark in the bullpen. Just wonder what your thoughts were on that.
Yeah, Joe, I appreciate the phone call. Listen, when they recalled Carlos, a month ago, I laid down an edict on this show that I don't want to talk about Carlos Hernandez until the end of July. Pitch well for 2 months, and then we can discuss Carlos. Because of exactly what you're talking about, Joe. Yeah, you mentioned it's a small sample size, and I try to bite my tongue on this and give a young man, a clean slate in a new year. I try my best to erase the amount of times that I've been burned by Carlos Hernandez, or at least believing in Carlos and having real excitement of what he could be. I've been doing that since 2021. Now, there was a time where I thought Carlos Hernandez and Daniel Lynch are going to lead this rotation out of the basement, lead this organization back to the top of the American League Central. Obviously, that has not come to fruition, although shout out to Daniel Lynch. Had a nice night tonight down in AAA through a quality start, 7 punch-outs and 6 innings of 3-run baseball. Nice job, Daniel Lynch the fourth. Listen, Carlos Hernandez continues to get opportunities because he's got a big old fastball. I mean, imagine standing in the box and that big dude is throwing triple digits at your neck. And how big that dude is, it feels like he's leaning on you in the batter's box. So it's an uncomfortable AB, no doubt about it. Not only does he have a big fastball, he has a couple of nice breaking balls. He has, again, quality stuff. It's in there. And when that kind of stuff is in there, you're going to keep getting opportunities after opportunity after opportunity. You see it all around Major League Baseball. And I can promise you this. When and if the Royals say we've had enough of Carlos Hernandez, there will be 5, 6, 10 other teams in line to say, hey, why don't you come here and a non-roster invite? How about you come to our spring training and let us get a look at you? Let us try to unlock what we all can see is in there. Let's try and find that consistency for Carlos Hernandez. So what do I foresee? I see him getting more opportunities in the big leagues. Is that with Kansas City? Is that this season? Is it somewhere else next year? I don't know. But I won't cry when and if he's replaced in that bullpen. You know, is he the move for Chris Bubich? Right, Bubich is going to be here soon. Bubich threw 2 perfect innings of relief yesterday in Omaha. Yeah, wouldn't be surprised to see him back somewhat soon, and wouldn't be surprised to see him take the roster spot of Carlos Hernandez. Appreciate the phone call, Joe. 913-586-7610. Again, I hope that doesn't come across, you know, too dismissive. Dismissive of Joe's question or dismissive of Carlos Hernandez. It's just a fact of, now, what he did tonight did not surprise me in the least. That's why I don't want to talk about him. To me, it's, no, I'm not going to make that comparison. What he did tonight is not surprising. It's disappointing, but it's not surprising. You just go back and look from the starter in 21, the starter in 22. He's not consistent enough to be a starting pitcher. Okay, but that stuff's too good. Let's move him to the bullpen. Let's give him some high leverage opportunities. And you just never really saw the commitment to the work for Carlos Hernandez. Never really saw the willingness to sacrifice to be great out of Carlos Hernandez. Now, that's unfortunate, disappointing, sure, but he's not the first. I mean, even in our walks of lives, whatever you do as a profession, certainly in my profession, you see a lot of people that, you know, have talent but don't put in the work, don't want to be great, and that's okay. You look at Carlos Hernandez's baseball reference page, you look at the back of the baseball card, man, you're in your fourth year in the big leagues. You have some money in the bank, I would hope. Certainly nothing to be embarrassed about, but for you and I, yeah, it certainly appeared as if there was more in there, that he could have gotten a little bit more out of his career. Which leads Joe in Parkville to call up and wonder what's left of the career. And it's crazy to say because he's 27. For as much as I'm acknowledging my frustration and at times apathy towards the 27-year-old righty. If I'm sitting in that front office, if I'm J.J. Piccolo, am I sure I'm willing to let a 27-year-old like that walk out the door for nothing? I mean, listen, the guy is arbitration eligible, right? I mean, he's making $1 million this year, so that's going to go up next year. It's July 4th. Boy, yeah, that is a... It's a fair question, the DFA question. Not right now, but I'm talking about this offseason. I don't know if I'm willing to knock you off the 40-man roster and allow the other teams to just scoop you up for nothing. This offseason, though, you've certainly given them enough opportunities. Joe, I appreciate the phone call. I can't believe I just talked that much about Carlos Hernandez. Let's go to Big T and KC. Big T, what's going on?
Josh, hey, man. I think you summarized it all really well.
This isn't Big T. You got to have a different name, bro. I need a different name out of you.
Different name, huh?
I need a different name. What's T stand for? What does T stand for?
Big Pete. Big Pete is what I was going for.
Oh, Big Pete. Big Pete, yeah. My bad. What's happening, Big Pete? Do your thing,
Not
dog.
Not much, man. I was out at the K tonight, and, you know, it was a good experience. And I want to look at – first of all, I want to say you summarized it well. The walks, 8 walks, that's tough. Let's look at the good side. That Bobby Homer in the ninth was a work of beauty.
He's nuts.
That Bobby Homer was beautiful.
Yeah.
The fireworks were great, so I want to give some credit to the boys for that. But, yeah, 8 walks. The thing I really wanted to hear about was the steal. Bobby's caught stealing. I thought we had a lot of momentum. He had Vinny up.
Yeah.
Didn't you know, that was tough. I felt like right when that happened, I was like, man, we lost right there. But anyway, appreciate your commentary, Josh. And I think you nailed it with the get-go and everything I wanted to say you covered. So appreciate you, buddy.
All right, Big Pete. Appreciate it, man. Sorry about that little mix-up at the beginning. Got a legendary caller named Big T. I didn't know if you were trying to grab some of his shine. But Big Pete, okay, I like it. Sixth inning, if you missed it, Royals are down 9-7. 3 runs are already in, courtesy of, again, some shoddy Tampa defense. Nick Lofton's on third, Bobby's on first with 2 outs. And Vinny Pasquantino at the dish. Did Bobby need to steal? No. You know, because if Vinny gaps one, Bobby's going to score from first. Listen, I'm sitting up here in the press box, and when it comes to Bobby Witt Jr., man, I'm always trying to give him the benefit of the doubt because, I mean, for Pete's sake, he's one of the 5 best baseball players on the planet right now. So, was it unnecessary? It certainly was. Again, I was bending over backwards in the press box trying to come up with an excuse for Bobby. It was unneeded. I can't fight it. I can't fight you. Now, when asked about it after the game, Matt Quatrero just tipped his cap to the Tampa catcher, Ben Rortvedt, who threw a seed to get Bobby at second base, obviously. Right? Even if Bobby got a bad jump, let's say, it still takes a darn near perfect throw to get the fastest man in the sport. Personally, not down on Bobby, not disappointed in the decision, even though it was unnecessary. I've said it time in and time out. This team is led by its rotation, defense, and team speed. And I've always been a believer if you're not getting thrown out every once in a while, you're not being aggressive enough. Bobby has an unblinking green light in my mind. So if he sees an opportunity to take a bag on Jason Adam there in the sixth inning. Keep in mind, you know, Jason Adam is not an easy pitcher to hit. I know you're probably not going to string hits together. I understand that three runs already came in. But none of those runs were on Jason Adams' watch. He got Nick Lofton to ground into a darn near inning-ending double play, but the play wasn't made, again, by the Rays' second baseman. So the case could be made. The Royals were already playing with house money there in the sixth inning, so you're not going to chastise Bobby Witt Jr. for the aggressiveness on the base paths. At least I'm not. I understand the frustration, but a larger scale view of it all. If it's anybody else, maybe I'm a little bit more agitated, but there aren't many guys that are going to catch Bobby Witt Jr. trying to steal second base. And I know last year he led Major League Baseball in caught stealing, and he might be up there again this season. Second most in Major League Baseball. Ninth caught stealing. Bobby's 22 bags rank fifth best in the sport. 913-586-7610. Let's go to Josiah in Joplin. You're next up on the postgame show. Josiah, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, how you doing, man?
Doing great.
Just spent the holiday up at K. Had a great time. Say, the bullpen and the pitching was terrible tonight.
Yeah, I need you to turn your radio down before you continue making these points.
Yes, sir. Okay. Say, Piccolo needs to do something at the deadline. We need to go out and get some bullpen, some relief help.
Yeah, I think they will.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping so. But also wanted to shout out Hunter Renfro. That assist and that catch tonight, he's really picked it up for us the last month and a half.
Yes, he has. Really glad you brought that up, Josiah. Appreciate the phone call, man. Safe travels back home. Happy 4th. Hunter Renfro's 6th outfield assist of the year, second most in the American League, and his 70th outfield assist since 2017. That's by far the most in Major League Baseball, and that was a huge out for Alec Marsh, who, you know, at that point you're thinking, is this dude going to get out of the second inning? Now, thankfully, yes. He got Isak Paredes to hit a rocket out to left field for the third and final out of that second inning. But again, Marsh would only finish 3, giving up 5 runs on 6 hits, walking 3. But Josiah, really happy you brought up Hunter Renfro. He has an 800 OPS since the start of May. It's July 4th. I understand there was a stint on the IL, a 10-day stint on the IL, but you know, still, we're talking a month and a half. Since the beginning of May, he has an 800 OPS, and since returning from the IL, tonight was his 12th game. He has 10 hits in those 12 games, 4 of which have gone for extra bases. Josiah, nice to hear from you. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. Text line is there as well, 913-586-7610. We'll get back to your phone calls after this.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Here's the pitch. Witt hits it high in the air, down the left field line. Forget about it. It's gone. Into the Rays bullpen. Bobby Witt Jr. breathes life into the Kauffman Stadium crowd. His 14th home run of the season brings the Royals within two.
That's as close as they would get. 10-8, the final score. Jake Eisenberg on the call, as heard here on 610 Sports Radio. Royals lose the finale, drop the series to the Rays, but wrap up a homestand with a winning record. A 6-4 stay here at the K. They'll return in about 2 weeks. Royals now head to Denver for 3, St. Louis for 2, Boston for 3, and then it's the All-Star break. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. The third largest crowd of the season sees the longest Royals game of the season, and the boys fall to 7 games above 500, now 48-41. The Royals sit 8 games back of Cleveland in the division, and now a half game back of Boston for the final wild card spot in the American League. Text line is open for you as well, 913-586-7610. Let's go to the text line. Rick from Olathe writes in, Vern, we've talked about it often, about KC's refusal to get rid of Carlos Hernandez. Yes, Alec Marsh was poor tonight, but Carlos Hernandez walks 3 in a row in the 5th inning. Vern, I think you agree with me, but the Royals simply will not dump him, and that is frustrating. Well, Rick, I'm certainly frustrated by him. I have very low expectations for him currently and moving forward. I misspoke earlier. This is his 5th year in the big leagues. And I remember 2020, he jumped from AA right to the show, and that got me all sorts of fired up. Couldn't wait to see what that young man turned into. And now here we are in 2024. And, you know, the old Mighty Ducks quote, you're not a has-been, you're a never was. Now, you made it to the big leagues. You come from Venezuela all the way to the show. I guess I can't say the guy was a never was, but certainly never tapped into that potential that you and I all saw. Right, Rick? And it's frustrating as a Royals fan. I'm sure it's even more frustrating as a Royals executive when you have that type of talent, and yet that talent is yet to be displayed on a consistent basis. But also, like I said, and this is why I could never be a general manager, making those decisions to cut ties with them. I don't think I would have been able to cut ties with Adalberto Mondesi. And JJ did that, so you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens with Carlos Hernandez. Rally Mantis is out there listening, said he had a great time at the game tonight with his son and his girlfriend, or his son and his girlfriend from Fort Myers, Florida. Well, that's great, man. I had a chance to meet your son a few years ago. Got a great family, no doubt. Rally Mantis, always nice hearing from you, man. Matt in Arizona writes in, Vern, some nights your pitchers just don't have it. But I like the way we always fight back. Vern, for me, it's easy to move on from this one and look ahead to Cole Reagans and then Seth Lugo and then Brady Singer this weekend. Signed, Matt in Arizona. Matt, Nice. That's my guy right there. You know how to get me going. That's all you need to do is remind me that you got your big three coming at you, taking on the Colorado Rockies. Okay. All right. I like it, Matt. Let's head back to the phone calls. Let's go to Dan and KCK. Hey, Dan, happy 4th of July, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Josh. Happy 4th of July to you, too. Yeah, it wasn't start by March, but their offense really did all they could to come back. And I was a little frustrated. All they could to come back. They just can't walk the bases loaded. Hernandez with the bases loaded, nobody out. But still, it was, you know, you're right, Josh. Bobby's always got the green light, but I would have stayed at first and let Vinny do his thing. So let's take care of the Rockies. Take care of yourself, Josh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I see.
Yeah.
Dan, thanks for the phone call. I see on the text line here, Ace Boogie in Prairie Village was asking what you were just alluding to, if Bobby always has a green light to go whenever he wants. Yeah. Yeah, it is always green for Bobby Witt Jr. Not only because of the speed, but also because of the baseball intelligence. The baseball instincts. It was a big spot to get thrown out, no doubt. But if anybody's, in my opinion, if anybody has earned a pass, it's Bobby Witt Jr., who tonight had his 35th multi-hit game of the season. Nobody in baseball has more. Bobby picks up 3 hits tonight. He now has 113 base hits. That's one shy of Luis Arraez for the most in the sport. Bobby's average is now .319. That's second only to Stephen Kwan. He scored a run. He now has the 4th most runs scored in baseball. He had a pair of extra base hits. He now has the 4th most extra base hits in Major League Baseball. And his OPS is up to .925. That's top 10 in Major League Baseball. Now, we're lucky. We are lucky that that dude already committed his entire 20s to Kansas City. Let's go back to the text line. Terry in Green Bay says, Vern, 8 stinking walks. Vern, is Cal Eldred still the pitching coach? Come on, Terry. Didn't we crush Cal Eldred enough, man? Leave that dude alone. But no, he's no longer the pitching coach. Raj in the Ozarks is wondering, are we buyers or sellers? Raj, I'll put it this way. I can't envision the Royals being sellers. I can't. You know, Hunter Renfro, Michael Wacha, Brady Singer, you know, Will Smith, a reliever. I don't see it. Doesn't make sense. In a season like this, where you're in it, right? You're a half game back of that wild card spot. I don't know how well the fan base would react to this team selling, even if it's only one piece. And no, you shouldn't run your business based off of what the fans want, or else, you know, the old adage, if you listen to the fans, you're going to be one. But I think the moves this offseason, from signing Bobby to the spending spree that John Sherman and J.J. Piccolo went on this offseason, to me that was to bring you back to the ballpark like we saw tonight. To remind you that this is very much a baseball town. To remind you how great this can be in August and September, this being this city, this ballpark, this fan base. So you sell off a Wacha, a Singer, you wave goodbye to flirting with the postseason. Because the reason why you're 48-41 is because of Brady Singer and Michael Wacha, Seth Lugo, Alec Marsh, and Cole Reagans. Because of your rotation. I don't think you can part with anyone. Now, does that mean they're buyers? No. Because I still maintain that there's absolutely no reason to get into a bidding war for anyone. For a reliever, for a starter, for a bat, for an outfielder. There's just no reason right now with 3.5 weeks to go until the trade deadline. There's just no reason to get into a bidding war. Not when you're 7 games above 500 coming off a 106-loss season. It's not playoffs or bust. Don't act like it. No reason you should fall out of the race. And right now, there's no reason to believe that they will fall out of the race. That's not slipping away. If that starts slipping away in the next two and a half, 3 weeks, okay, yeah, maybe you do need to get a little bit aggressive. Or maybe we have to have a whole different discussion. So, yeah, I understand the media has us on the fence of are the Royals buyers or sellers, Raj? And right now, I would say they are what they've been basically all season, and that is a small market team that needs to continue to win in the margins. Now, find that James MacArthur in 2024. Now, find that Nelson Velasquez in 2024. Not easy. I'm not saying what they pulled off last year with Reagans and Velasquez and MacArthur. I'm not saying it's easy to do that, but it's not easy to do what Tampa's done for the past decade. It's not easy to do what Cleveland's done for the past decade, what Milwaukee's done for the past near decade. But that's the edict being handed down right now to JJ and his front office, and so far, so good. So far, so good. Raj, happy 4th, man. Text here from Ryan in Olathe. Vern, if it weren't for the offense, this would have been near unwatchable. 8 walks. Every inning that we were on the mound, it felt like a battle. Vern, personally, I'm ready to move on from Carlos Hernandez. I truly wish him the best, but it's just not coming together. Perhaps Chris Bubich will soon take his place. But Vern, like you said, we should have not been in this game. Let's go have a strong road trip. Yeah, it was strange to me. The game never felt close, even though it was. Again, you had the tying run on base in the 6th inning. Never felt close because the Royals had no business being in this game, in my opinion. Not when you walk 8. Not when the reason why you get back into the game is a gift from the multiple gifts from the Tampa defense. And again, for a Royals team that is led by its rotation, its defense, and its base running ability, it's hard to overcome a start like that, you know, a caught stealing like that. And then, of course, the focus of tonight's show, 3 straight walks to open up the 5th inning from Carlos Hernandez. That just cannot happen. From the 417, Vern, is it time to send Nick Anderson and Carlos Hernandez down and give another guy a shot like Will Klein or Steven Cruz or Walter Pennington? Yeah, again, listen, I'm certainly not going to sit here and defend Carlos Hernandez or his spot on the roster. Will Klein has not been all that impressive of late. I don't know if that's the name I'm calling on. You know, Steven Cruz, to me, respectfully, he's Carlos Hernandez with lesser stuff. You know, Walter Pennington, that's interesting. You got to put him on the, you know, 40-man roster if a move's going to be made there. But, well, you had 2 names. You said send down Nick Anderson and Carlos Hernandez. No, I don't think you have 2 options in the minor leagues that are better than both of them. So, no, Nick Anderson, you're staying right here, bud. Carlos Hernandez, yeah, you can option Carlos Hernandez and, you know, take your pick. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. And I got to give a shout-out to my guy, Freddie Fermin. Freddie with that leadoff bunt in the 3rd inning. Royals, at this point, are down 5-1. And, you know, frustration is abound in the press box. And I'm sure percolating around the stadium as this one was slipping away early. I know the fans' heads were beginning to hang. The Royals remained confident. Nobody more so than Freddie Fermin. Catching Zach Eflin and the Tampa defense slipping. thinking that a backup catcher in the eight spot isn't going to lay down a bunt. Guess again. Freddie comes around to score later on in that inning, courtesy of a sack fly off of the bat of Bobby Witt Jr. Freddie singles there to lead off the third inning. He's hit by a pitch in that three-run sixth inning. Freddie is now a 292 hitter when his name's in the starting lineup. It's across 42 games now. And it's not just a nice batting average. I mean, he's got, you know, he's got some pop, too. Freddie's OPS, when his name's in the starting lineup, OPS is 761. Keep in mind, league average OPS is right around 700. So your backup catcher, well above league average. Speaking of which, man, and credit to Mac Cutrero for the way that he's used this bench, the way that he's used his roster. You know, you look at Freddie's numbers when he's in the starting lineup. You look at, you know, Garrett Hampson, since the start of May, he's hitting 305. His OPS is better than 750. That's not the largest of sample sizes. It's fewer than 100 plate appearances for Garrett Hampson. But that's a credit to the coaching staff and the analytics department for identifying when the opportunity is going to present itself, when Garrett Hampson's going to be at his best. Isn't that what we want from our coaching staff? Isn't that what you want from your front office? Is tell me how to put these guys in the most advantageous positions. Help me help them. And then on the coaching side, you know, here are the numbers. Here's where we think you can flourish. And shoot, man, when you know you have the kind of evidence that now this team has over the past few months of, you know, everyone's going to get their opportunity. And we'll put you in a spot to thrive. We'll put you in a position to succeed, which is what all great coaches, what all great managers do. A solid night for Garrett Hampson. Ready, coming off the bench with a big RBI double in that three-run sixth inning. But, again, add it all up, and it's a Royals loss. A 10-8 Royals loss, wrapping up this 10-game homestand with a record of 6-4. Coming up tomorrow night, it's the first of three in Colorado as Cole Reagan squares off with another southpaw, lefty Kyle Freeland. Royals, as a matter of fact, facing lefties Friday and Saturday. Austin Gomber going in game two. And really, who cares? Because you got Reagan's, Lugo, and Singer going at Coors Field. Hey, thanks to Quentin Morris for the help back at the studio. Great job tonight. Great job even earlier today. Great job all around, Q. I appreciate it, buddy. Kansas City, thanks for listening. I'll talk to you tomorrow at 6 o'clock on 610 Sports Radio. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Blast down the right field line. Hooking, stay fair, and gone. Past Quintino.
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
Deep left center, way back, and gone. Another.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.